SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
लाखौं अस्ट्रेलियनहरूका लागि उनीहरूको तलब बढ्ने निर्णय बसबाट नभएर फेयर वर्क कमिसनबाट आउने गरेको छ। हरेक वर्ष हुने पारिश्रमिक समीक्षाका आधारमा अवार्ड वेजेस अर्थात् न्यूनतम ज्यालामा वृद्धि हुन्छ र यसकै आधारमा हरेक काम र उद्योगमा न्यूनतम तलबको निर्धारण हुन्छ। आगामी 1 जुलाईबाट न्यूनतम तलब 3.75% बढ्नेछ। कार्यस्थल सम्बन्धी मन्त्री टोनी बर्कले यो कामदारहरूको जित भएको बताएका छन्।
What this means is 2.6 million Australians who are reliant on the award system get to see their pay go up. It means the minimum wage continues on the trajectory that's happened since we came to office.
कामदारहरूको ज्याला र कार्यस्थलीय अवस्थाका लागि जिम्मेवार रहेको आयोग फेयर वर्क कमिश्नर जस्टिस एडम ह्याचर भन्छन् कि जीवन लागतको संकट आयोगको महत्वपूर्ण कार्यसूची मध्येको एक हो।
In determining this level of increase, a primary consideration has been the cost of living pressures that modern award-reliant employees, particularly those who are low-paid and live in low-income households, continue to experience. This is notwithstanding that inflation is considerably lower than it was at the time of last year's review.
हरेक 5 मध्ये एक जना अस्ट्रेलियन अवार्ड वेज अर्थात कुनै एक उद्योगको न्यूनतम ज्यालामा काम गरिरहेका छन्। कमिश्नर ह्याचरले 3.75% न्यूनतम तलब वृद्धि अन्य कामका पारिश्रमिकसँग मिल्दोजुल्दो रहेको र यसले मुद्रास्फीति नबढाउने अपेक्षा गरिएको बताउँछन्।
The increase of 3.75% which we have determined is broadly in line with forecast wages growth across the economy in 2024 and will only make a modest contribution to the total amount of wages growth this year. We consider, therefore, that this increase is consistent with the forecast return of the inflation rate to below 3% in 2025.
पारिश्रमिक समीक्षा प्रक्रियामा फेयर वर्कले विभिन्न सरकारी निकाय र अन्य सरोकारवालाहरूको धारणालाई समावेश गरेको थियो। संघीय सरकारले मुद्रास्फीतिको आधारमा तलब वृद्धि गर्न दबाब दिएको थियो भने अस्ट्रेलियन काउन्सिल अफ ट्रेड युनियन एसीटीयूले 5% वृद्धिको माग राखेको थियो। अस्ट्रेलियन चेम्बर अफ कमर्स एण्ड इन्डस्ट्री एसीसीआईले 2% न्यूनतम वृद्धि चाहेको थियो। तलब वृद्धि धेरै हुँदा भने व्यवसायहरू मर्कामा पर्ने एसीसीआईका प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत एन्ड्रू मेकेलरको भनाइ छ।
This tests the limits of what's acceptable from a business point of view. It will do little to take further inflationary pressure out of the economy, and that was our objective. We think that the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living is get inflation down, get it back into that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank is pursuing. That will enable interest rates to come down quicker. That's the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living and the cost of doing business from here.
Fair Work Commissioner Hatcher भन्छन् तलब वृद्धिको निर्णयमा हालै आएको 3 चरणको कर कटौतीलाई पनि आयोगले ध्यानमा राखेको थियो।
We have also taken into account that modern award-reliant employees will shortly receive the benefit of the Stage 3 tax cuts and the budget cost of living measures, which are projected to increase real household disposable incomes over the next 12 months.
र आफूले पनि कमिसनबाट यस्तै अपेक्षा राखेको मन्त्री बर्कले बताए।
Fair Work Commission will always look at all the impacts across the economy. You can't expect them to do anything else. But some of the business groups and some of the commentators said those tax cuts should be in place of a wage increase. Some argued that those tax cuts should be an excuse for wages to fall. And the Commission didn't accept that argument. What the Commission has decided is you get a wage increase and you get the tax cuts and you get the cost of living relief. That's exactly what the government hoped for.
तर यस वर्षको निर्णय गत वर्षको तुलनामा कमै छ। सन् 2023 5.75% न्यूनतम तलब वृद्धि भएको थियो भने राष्ट्रिय न्यूनतम ज्याला दर भने 8.6% बढेको थियो। एसिटियुकी सचिव स्याली म्याकम्यानसले आफू यस परिणामबाट सन्तुष्ट रहेको बताएकी छिन्।
The ACTU, the union movement, would have liked to have seen a bigger increase. Having said that, any day that working people get a pay increase, any day working people go forward in terms of a real pay increase is a good day.
SBS News का लागि रानिया यालब द्वारा तयार पारिएको समाचार, SBS नेपाली का लागि सपना फुयालबाट।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify मा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.